You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, that's where we kick off the show with a sense of market movements that have been unfolding throughout the day. We're going to be taking a look at these with Managing Director at Wealth Strat, Victoria Rivers. She joins me on the line now to see what's been moving the markets today. Victoria, lovely having you on the show. As always, thanks so much for taking the time. The President of the United States can't seem to sit still, now threatening Oman with war if it stands in the way of the United States. The oil price back above $90 a barrel. Markets having a bit of an offish day. We were doing so, so well.
Jimmy, good evening. You're right, but we are in a bit of a yo-yo market at the moment. Every time Trump does reignite war and the oil price is the escape valve. And as you say, we saw it above $91 a barrel, which is its highest level in over 2 weeks. And that's obviously spooked markets. We've seen a classic risk off in the U.S. this morning. This morning in the U.S. for us in this afternoon. And stocks are pretty much lower across the board.
Victoria, Asian markets, Asian stocks, the Nikkei, biggest loser on the day across all of the international markets. Of course, US markets are still trading at the moment, but the Nikkei shedding more than 2% from their perspective. I know there's been a lot of talk around the Japanese economy and what's been happening there. The US has come out to confirm that they would like to be getting involved in the stabilization of the Japanese yen. That happened a couple of weeks ago as well. But markets very, very jittery, and seemingly the Nikkei bearing the brunt of it, even though I think the comments by President Trump came after the Nikkei would have traded for their morning trading session effectively.
Yeah, what you're seeing, and it was led by the Japanese market, is that the equities are reacting to bond yields. And you saw Japanese bond yields rise quite sharply. The 30-year bonds hit multi-decade highs, and that really put pressure on the equity market. The same can be said for the U.S. So, you know, higher oils putting a lot of inflation pressure into the system, and ultimately bond yields are taking the brunt of that. Again, with US bond yields at highest levels we've seen since 2007, which has really caused a lot of the tech-heavy stocks to sell off. And the same can be said for the Nikkei.
Victoria, locally, resource stocks came under a bit of pressure. Yesterday, they were the darlings of the day, up about 3% off of some positive sentiment and some positive moves. Today, the biggest loser on the day. But given that no sector was really spared locally, it's clear that South Africa as a market is still very subjected to what's happening in the global landscape.
I mean, that is true. But just having said that, our market was effectively flat for the day, so only down by like about 0.5. And I think the thing that's very interesting for us is the rand that's actually been so stable through this period. So you're right, we're a tiny little economy. We're always going to be the tail of the dog. We're going to be affected by global markets. What happens? It's unlikely for us to have a positive day on the back of global negativity. And our resources being the largest component of our market are very sensitive to that. But as I say, I would like to just draw your attention to the rand that's actually held really firm today at about 16.15 to the dollar. So we find this quite interesting because obviously the rising oil price is a bit of a threat to that strength. But right now, you know, the metal prices and the kind of the softish dollar are also affecting or providing a bit of a cushion for the rand.
Victoria, let's look into the rand, not just today. I mean, you mentioned that it's held its ground today, but I noted that it's really held its ground for longer than today, for the majority of the year, since breaking below those key 17, 18, 19 rand levels that were shocking to all of us. We have been able to maintain some really good strength on the rand, especially against the US dollar, at a time where the rand as an emerging market currency is so heavily traded. There's a lot of liquidity in there. It is a proxy for a lot of risk sentiment in emerging markets. But I want to say that to add on to your statement, the rand has really held its value over the course of the year.
There are a number of factors that really support that. So the first is obviously the weaker dollar. So we're just the reflection of that or the other side of that trade. But I guess to the euro and the pound, we've also been relatively constant and strong. The second is the emerging market appetite that foreign investors have. And I think the third point is really just to look at the fundamentals in South Africa that have been improving. I mean, I know it's for different reasons, but we have a very similar inflation level to the US right now. And in previous years, you know, we had double, almost triple US inflation. So it's a combination combination of a number of factors, but a strong rand is ultimately very good for us because we import most of our inflation through the oil price and through our, you know, obviously importing it. So a strong rand really does bode well for us longer term.
Victoria, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the gold price, something else, or gold and platinum, I suppose. We might as well take a look at the precious metals side of things. They do also provide a good barometer of the strength of our mining sector. We're a good platinum producer, we're a good gold producing nation, and there's a bit of volatility on today's pricing, but overall still above 1,700 in case of platinum, still above 4,300 in case of the gold price in US dollars. Those elevated prices should more than likely bode well for our mining sector stocks locally.
Absolutely. Over a third of our market is made up of mining shares. I mean, gold is really the anti-US trade. It's that at the moment you can build a case for anything for gold. It's been behaving like an equity as well. And then there's the fundamental use case for platinum. So both of those prices have picked up quite meaningfully. And as I say, super positive for our market and for investors.
Lots to be positive and optimistic about, even amidst all of the uncertainty that keeps being re-injected into the markets, largely by the United States. We'll see how markets continue to move. For now, we'll leave the conversation on that note. Managing Director at WealthStrat, Victoria Ruvers, joining us to take a look at markets and share her thoughts around some of the positive sentiment that we're able to enjoy at the moment.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.